Mojo.com and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Friday, July 5th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Truncated history lesson discussion today with Pastor Chatfield. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What do you got in the lesson plan for us today?
Okay, we've heard, you know, we've had this argument many times. Well, you conservatives say that you know, that our country is founded on Christian principles, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution. Are they Christian? Are they biblical? Yes, I believe they are. Now, I'm sure that doesn't mean much to most people. That I would argue that I've studied this the majority of my adult life, the vast majority of my adult life. But I'm going to talk about John Quincy Adams, sixth president of the United States. Now, the man was just super intelligent, and he understood the Declaration of Independence. He understood the Bible, and he could speak nine languages fluently and studied more. And let me just read something. He was a little excerpt here just to show you who he was.
Hold that thought for 1 second. Point of clarification. John Quincy Adams, he was the son of John Adams.
Correct. John Adams, the second president of the United States. John Adams, one of the principal authors of the Declaration of Independence. So we can't qualify John Quincy Adams exactly as a founding father. However, when his father went over to France to help Ben Franklin negotiate with the French to get them to help us in the revolution, then he went over to the Netherlands, Adams did. Then he went over to Britain. His son, he went with him, except for when he was just a very young man, he was appointed as a secretary to the ambassador to Russia. He taught himself all sorts of different languages, spoke nine that we could say fairly well, four fluently. Besides, he could read Greek and Latin. They're kind of dead languages at the time. Latin is a dead language. People didn't speak it, but he could read it fluently. Here's John Quincy Adams. You ask me what Bible I take as a standard of my faith, the Hebrew, the Samaritan, the Old English translation, or what? I answer, the Bible containing the Sermon on the Mount, any Bible that I can understand. The New Testament I have repeatedly read in the original Greek, in the Latin, in the Geneva Protestant, in Sacy's Catholic French translations, in Luther's German translation, in the Common English Protestant, and the Douay Catholic translations. So, I mean, he'd get up in the mornings and read the Bible in the original Greek, or the Latin Vulgate, or the German translation that Martin Luther read. The man was exceedingly intelligent. So when he speaks, he understands what he's talking about.
Sure.
I'm arguing today that so many people think they're smart, that they, oh, well, you know, separation of church and state. They don't know the origins of the statement. They don't know the origins of the founding. They really don't understand. They don't understand. They understand neither our Declaration of Independence nor our Constitution. Not the principles, the ideas behind it. They make such arguments, well, you don't find God much in the Constitution. And all the founders were deists. Which is really not true. It is the way it is. Okay, it is the way it is. But here's what he says about the Declaration of Independence. He says, the highest glory of the American Revolution was this. It connected in one indissoluble bond the principles of civil government and the principles of Christianity. Here's the principle of civil government. We, according to Locke, Jefferson, all of us, John Adams, all of us believe in this idea that we are created in the image of God and that all men are created equal and that God himself is the one that gives every individual life, liberty, and the right to pursue happiness. And we talked about that last week, exactly what that means. They all believe that. John Quincy Adams says that everybody believed in natural law. Not some, everybody. And most believed in the inspired, written word of God, the Bible. But you make the argument that Thomas Jefferson, he didn't believe in all the miracles of the Bible because it didn't make sense to him. That's true. But I think by the end of his life, Benjamin Franklin did. I think he did. And I know, sure. And I know that John Locke did. And John Locke is the kind of the grandfather of our Declaration of Independence. So,
yeah, because on that point, as I'm listening to you speak, Thomas Jefferson relied heavily on John Locke. His ideas are Independence Day show Jerry Stewart did yesterday. You may have heard parts of it. He talked specifically about Thomas Jefferson's writings, ended up getting to the Philadelphia Hall, and the debate that went on over that writing relied heavily. A lot of the founding fathers said they recognized what Jefferson had drawn upon from John Locke. I mean, this goes way back. I mean, when did John Locke live? I mean, how many years before our Declaration of Independence even was written by Thomas Jefferson?
Yeah, about 100 years.
100
everybody
years.
Everybody believed that. That
wasn't yeah.
It wasn't just Jefferson. It was everybody believed that. So he said, again, let me repeat this and we'll move on. The highest glory of the American Revolution was this. It connected in one indissoluble bond the principles of civil government with the principles of Christianity. Then on the 61st anniversary, he gave of the Declaration of Independence, July 4th, 1837, same year that Michigan became a state. He gave an extended explanation of this. He said, John Quincy Adams said, "Why is it that next to the birthday of the Savior of the world, your most joyous and venerated festival returns on this day?" Now, in our country, Christmas and the 4th of July, why? "Is it not that in the chain of human events, the birthday of the nation is indissolubly linked with the birthday of the Savior? That it forms a leading event in the progress of the gospel dispensation? Is it not that the Declaration of Independence first organized a social compact and the foundation of the Redeemer's mission upon earth?" Let me just see if I can explain that, what he means by that. We believe, Christians believe, that we're created in the image of God. The Bible teaches that in Genesis 1, verses 26 and 27. Genesis chapter 2, the Bible says that God breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. We are individually created in the image of God, and God has given to us fundamental, self-evident rights of life. It is God that gave us life. It is God. We're created in a natural state of liberty, natural state of freedom. That's a John Locke idea. And it's a self-evident truth, and it's what the Bible teaches. And each one of us are free people by nature. When government or if I was to come to your house and kidnap you and tie you up, that would have meant that I must have really been lifting weights because you're way bigger and stronger than me. But nevertheless, if I would have done that, right. I mean, that is, everybody can perceive, boy, I'm taking away your freedom. That would be wrong. Jesus taught us to love your neighbor as yourself. If as Abraham Lincoln said concerning slavery, he that would be no slave should own no slave. I mean, it's a natural right, but it's also taught by the Savior, who told us to love our neighbor as ourselves. And so we need government. We have the social compact idea of government is what the Declaration teaches. It's what the Constitution teaches, that it's we the people, that we organize ourselves in a civil body politic to protect our God-given rights. That is a Christian idea, the social compact on the foundation of the Redeemer's mission upon earth. By the way, when I hear some people, and even some maybe some of your listeners, and I know I've met a lot of your listeners and our listeners, and some of them have almost said to me, look, I just want to be left alone. Look, Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. We can't give up on this. We can't be left alone. I realize some days we want to be left alone, and I'm not saying we don't have a right to privacy and so on. But we have got to stay together. That's where the power comes from. That's why we ordained this social compact theory of government, that we bind ourselves together, that for the sake of us defending ourselves together. Again, let me finish this little excerpt here. John Quincy Adams said that the Declaration of Independence, laid the cornerstone of human government upon the first precepts of Christianity, and gave to the world the first irrevocable pledge of fulfillment of the prophecies announced directly from heaven at the birth of the Savior and predicted by the greatest of the Hebrew prophets 600 years ago. So, Christianity is the basis of our government. That's why the Declaration talks about in the first paragraph the laws of nature, and the laws of nature's God. And in the second paragraph, that all men are created equal, that they're endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. God is the giver of rights. I'm astounded now that some of the Democrats are now saying, well, where did this idea come from that God is the giver of rights? I'm going to say, are you kidding me? Are you people so dishonest or just so ignorant that you don't know that is a very foundation of our government, and that if we as people, we need to love each other, protect each other. That's why we form governments. That is the social compact theory of government, that we bind ourselves together to protect, that to secure these rights. Governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That is what John Quincy Adams is getting at here.
On that point, and I'm heading into the final segment with you today, that is so far away of a concept, I believe, Pastor Jeff Field, compared to the way our government is working today. I'd like to get your thoughts about that, as why the government was original intent, how it was formed, based on the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, which was ratified, the Bill of Rights. How does all of that compare to the current state of affairs we find ourselves in today? Maybe we'll wrap it up with that. A couple of your text messages, so we're going to take a short break here, a word from our sponsors. But greatly appreciate the shortened history lesson today with Pastor Jeff Field. Final segment, we'll be right back.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I will use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell Trustee.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water, PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield today. Those two text messages kind of tie into my tee up that I set up for you. Man, our founding fathers would be rolling over in their graves if they saw Washington, D.C. today. Another text message. How is it that we got this far away from what they set up for us? How did it happen? What can we do about it? I guess we have to vote. So those are their ideas, Pastor Chatfield. What's yours regarding what our founding fathers set up for us, original intent, compared to the way we're operating today?
Okay, let me say. John Adams said, our Constitution is made only for religious and moral people. It is holy and adequate for the government of any other. Okay. They understood that the basis of our country was morality built upon Christianity. Is, by the way, that's what George Washington said in his farewell address. He said in his farewell address, he says, view with suspicion the idea that you can maintain morality without religious principle. And when he said religious principle, he was talking about Christianity. Again, let me just refer to Locke here just once again. Because Jefferson's Declaration of Independence, and Jefferson was the principal author, but Adams helped, Franklin helped, it was unanimously approved. It was based upon the writings of Locke. John Locke said, there are two rules, the laws of God and the laws of nature, so that the laws human must be made according to the general laws of nature and without contradiction to any positive law of Scripture. Otherwise, they're ill-made. There are two bases, the law of nature and the law of the Bible. Those are the two rules. John Quincy Adams said, again, from the day of the Declaration, they, the American people, were bound by the laws of God, which they all, and by the laws of the gospel, which they nearly all, acknowledged as the rules of their conduct. Everybody believed in the laws of nature, natural law, to love to treat other people the way you want to be treated. Everybody believed that, and virtually everybody believed in the gospel. How did we get so far away? I can tell you. Ultimately, it's because we got away from the gospel. I spent most of the day yesterday trying to pass out gospel tracts at different parades in northern Michigan. Maybe some of the listeners might have ran into me there doing that. We passed out about 5,000 tracts.
Oh, good for you.
Sheboygan, Lanson, Indian River, and Petoskey, Harbor Springs. We're trying to get people to put their faith in Jesus Christ, the gospel, that Christ died for us, was buried, and rose again from the dead. Without a general revival of the basis of our Declaration, our Constitution, there won't be hope. But there is hope because the gospel of Christ is the power of God into salvation. So we did our best yesterday, did pretty well. And I've learned some things. But that's how we got away from it. Now, I'm still believing in what you're trying to do, Randy. You're informing people, and we're conservatives, and we're constitutionalists, and so on and so forth. But bottom line, we need to restore the foundation, which is the gospel. People being saved, and then understanding that we should love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Treat other people the way you want to be treated, and don't give up on your country. Because if I give up on my country, I'm giving up on you. So I'm just going to retreat, and I'm not going to be involved in politics and all this other stuff. I'm just going to retreat and hold myself up. By the way, people, they'll come after you just last. We have to hang together, stay involved, and pray and go to church, preach the gospel, do your best for the Lord.
Well, one of the things that I had a conversation with somebody yesterday, and they said, man, it's amazing how much they're attacking us, talking about a candidate running in Mount Morenci County. And I said, Tim, it's very simple. Dave Ageman taught me this, I think, the very first couple of meetings we had regarding right to work when we were trying to get that passed in 2012, one of the first meetings I ever met Dave. He said, Randy, when I took off of the ground, the aircraft carrier, whatever I was flying with the bombs, the missiles, we were on a mission. We would take off, sunny blue skies, big white puffy clouds. The sun was shining. It was gorgeous. We were singing in our headsets and our microphones back and forth. And he said, it wasn't until we got immediately over the target did they start shooting at us. If you're not getting shot at, you're not over the target. You're not doing enough to be a threat, a perceived threat to people, whether it be a political war or a social moral war or whatever. Until you actually are over the target, you're not going to get shot at. So you must be doing the right thing. Keep doing it. That's what Dave Ageman taught me. And you're doing the same thing, passing out the tracts. How many people resistant to even stick out their hand to receive it? I mean, you're literally handing somebody something. You're putting it in their face. You're putting it in their hand. And how many people, no, I'm not interested. How many people kind of pushing maybe, back, taking maybe shots
one of,
at you?
Maybe one out of 10.
There you one go. Out of 10. Only 10, because the way you present it is a very nice, pleasant way. And when we're trained that when somebody hands you something, you take it. I mean, we learned that when you're 5 years old, right? So God bless you guys for that effort. 5,000 tracts in northern Michigan.
Right.
Amen. Good
and let
job.
Let me just make a comment that's peripheral, but not, you know, listen, Republicans, don't shoot other Republicans. Don't do that. I don't like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we don't have to all. Play dirty. We don't have
don't
to
Don't play
that.
Dirty. Don't yeah. do that. By yeah. the way, I'm not going to vote for you if you do that. And when I see that happening, they yep. think that's going to convince me, I'm moving the other direction.
Yeah, vote for the other guy. That's the way I respond to it. Hey, what is our lesson plan for this Sunday as we go to church every Sunday and learn our rights? You don't have to pay a registration fee. You can go to Pastor Chatfield's church and learn your rights. What are you going to talk about real quick?
I'm going to talk about Jeremiah again this Sunday.
Very good. We'll be carrying it live as a public service, sir. Thank you so much. God bless. We'll talk to you soon.
Real good, Randy. Thanks.
Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Bob Kramer, Tuscarora Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency, facilities, and infrastructure. That's why I personally endorse Janice Dillahay to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer.